There's been a ceasefire in effect between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip since June, but the truce is due to expire on Friday, and nobody can say for sure whether it will be extended. Today, the signs are not so good. Israel again closed the border crossings with Gaza. That action came after Islamic Jihad launched several rockets into southern Israel. The militant Palestinian group said those attacks were in retaliation for the shooting death of one of its members by Israeli troops. The World's Quill Lawrence is in Gaza now, and judging by these incidents, Quill, how effective has the ceasefire even been?
Well, it's probably been more effective than you might imagine just from hearing that little tally of tit-for-tat violence. For example, from the Israeli side, there have been no fatalities from rocket or mortar fire out of Gaza since the ceasefire went into effect, although there had only been 4 fatalities in the year before the ceasefire.
But we should say the rocket fire has continued.
It has continued. It's been hitting some of the Israeli towns in the Negev and sometimes pounding empty desert. Israel, on its part, has also made several incursions into Gaza, but not stayed very long. The rhetoric on both sides is strikingly similar. They both talk about resuming hostilities, but at this point, it's not clear which, if either side, that would really serve.
And the ceasefire itself, maybe you can briefly remind us how it even came about.
It started in June. It was negotiated in Egypt that there would be a ceasefire, or here in Gaza, the word that they're using actually means more sort of a quieting or a calm. And if you talk to people privately, they will admit that, yes, things are quieter, it's a little better. But on the Gaza side, people tell me today, well, we don't trust the Israelis. They haven't opened up the borders. They haven't given us the humanitarian improvements that we asked for. If you talk on the Israeli side, again, privately, people will say, well, it's been quieter, but we don't trust Hamas. They don't even acknowledge that we have a right to exist. So how can we really be at peace with these people?
Who decides these things anyway? I mean, when it should begin, when it should end?
Well, on the side in Gaza, Hamas is undeniably in control of the Strip, and there is some law and order here. It's improved since the last time I was here. They haven't been able to control every militant and every militant group, but they have tamped down the violence. Now, there's political disagreements where the leader of Hamas, who's exiled and lives in Damascus, has said that the ceasefire will not be renewed. And then you hear more flexible remarks from leaders here on the ground in Gaza, who I suppose might pay the price certainly in their own blood. If the ceasefire were to end, they would be prime targets for Israeli strikes. They start out their statements saying there's absolutely no chance of negotiating with our enemy. And then by the end of even a few sentences, they'll be saying, well, we're thinking about it and we'll tell you in a couple of days. On the Israeli side, again, we see the Israeli defense minister has been calling on and off again over the last year for a large incursion into Gaza. He's running for prime minister in the new year, and so a lot of people are thinking he might want to score some sort of limited victory in Gaza that he can use to advance his political career. Other people who've been more dovish in the past are also stepping up the rhetoric.
All right, Quill, before we let you go, there's one other issue that I know is causing a lot of talk throughout the Middle East. And this, of course, is the story of the reporter who chucked his shoes at President Bush one after the other during a press conference on Sunday in Iraq. What is the talk both in Israel and where you are in Gaza among Palestinians?
On the Israeli side, it was treated with some amusement, I have to say, and considered strange, bizarre act over the way in Baghdad. Here in the Gaza Strip, it's being frankly celebrated. And as I walked out of the BBC office this afternoon, I ran into an impromptu press conference actually being held by the spokesman of the Hamas-led government, praising the Iraqi journalist who threw his shoes at President Bush. So he's become something of a folk hero, I think, expressing some of the rage that many here in the Arab world feel towards the outgoing Bush administration.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us. World's Quill Lawrence in Gaza. Thank you, Quill.
Thanks, Lisa.